back to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. And, you know, we just finished the season, like I said, coming into this segment, 8 high school teams captured state titles. This team captured its first ever high school baseball championship. Just a great story behind it. Carl Carter, everybody loves the guy, Savannah Christian, been there forever. I mean, he's coached some great teams, and finally his 2017 takes him to the ship, gets him a ring, and it's just exciting. But they had a lot of cast of characters on that team. I mean, a lot of great baseball players, young, but they were led by a senior named Zach Brockman, who's been on my show twice. He's going to Liberty University on a baseball scholarship. I mean, he pitched the first game in the championship series against Tatnall Square Academy. They won 5-2. The Raiders won 5-2. Then a nightcap. I mean, we throw a freshman on the hill, and he comes away, and he pitches a two-hitter in the second game. Tatnall County team came back and rallied for 4 runs to tie the game. But you know what? He still stayed strong. He finished out the game. He struck out the side in the 7th, earned a win, 12-0 on the season as a freshman with a complete game 2-hitter. Coach Carter is just ecstatic about this young man. And, you know, it's the future of the Raider pitching staff. But we know that, you know, it takes more than just pitching. But he'll tell you that, too. But just a great job. And he's joining us now in the new ESPN Radio Savannah Mall studio. That's freshman. That's right. I said a freshman pitcher for Savannah Christian Baseball, Kyle Hilton. Kyle, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for bringing me out here. It's great to be here.
I mean, buddy, you deserved it. I mean, you're only a freshman. You probably toe the rubber, as I like to say, you know, an old baseball cliche, in the biggest game of your team's season. But, you know, you had to get there with the game before with Zach Brockman and the rest of the crew. I mean, it's just a great feeling. Congratulations. And to be part of it, yeah, I was the PA announcer. I'm telling you, though, it was tough. Being the PA announcer. I know I didn't have to call the plays, the balls and strikes, but I'm telling you, I sat there for 8 straight games, and the series that I really wanted to be in, I was exhausted. But, yeah, I mean, just a great job all around, and you guys deserved it. Now, you know, you're only a freshman. Big game like this, I know you probably played travel ball and you've played in championship games, but something for, you know, a school that has never won something before, you know, it's something special. But, you know, you had to start somewhere. When did you pick up the ball and bat and start playing baseball?
I started when I was like 3 or 4. I was walking around with a bat and a ball, but my first team I was on, I think I was 5.
Nice. T-ball got you started with the whole thing?
Yes, sir.
I mean, just special. And, you know, and I'm saying this because, you know, I'm an old guy. Back in the day, we didn't have Xbox and PlayStation, whatever, the phone with all the games on the phone and all this stuff. We went out and played the game. And, you know, you had to like the game to go play. I mean, we play stickball, wiffle ball, baseball, softball, you name it. We played it. Nowadays, kids don't get out there much, and you hear that it's just boring. But you being a baseball player, you know, it's probably about 10 years now you've been playing it. What do you like so much about baseball? Because a lot of kids today don't find it interesting.
I just like the competitive nature of baseball. It's great to go out there and compete every day against great players.
Well, you got to like it to be involved in it, okay? And, I mean, you got a special skill. You're only a freshman, 12-0. Did you ever think you'd be 12-0 in your freshman year pitching for Savannah Christian?
No, sir. I honestly didn't expect to pitch a lot this year. I thought I would throw a couple games, but then our sophomore, Jarrett, he got hurt in the beginning of the year, so I had to step up.
Stepped up pretty good. And from reading the Savannah Morning News article that Dennis Knight wrote, and, of course, Mike Brown did a special on you and Zach Brockman, that's not even your best position, you're telling us.
No, sir. I like catching a lot better. That's where I play travel ball. I'm a catcher, so.
Well, yeah, you were behind a good senior, Detling. First name blank.
Chris
Detling. I mean, just a great job behind the dish and, you know, the tools of the trade. So you like pitching, you like catching. I mean, you batted like 260 for the year. I mean, if I had asked Coach Carter, what is Kyle's best baseball skill, what would he tell me?
Well, he hasn't really seen me behind the plate much, but he'd probably just say, like, my pitching.
competitiveness,
yes,
not
sir.
Giving up, big games putting you in there. So, all right, so during the offseason or during, sorry, not the offseason, but outside the high school season, you're a catcher. You know, everybody today is getting, you know, into the weight room and they're lifting and they're running and they're getting bigger, faster, stronger, and they're working on their skills. What's the routine that Kyle Hilton uses to make himself a better baseball player?
I go out on the weekends a lot and hitting the cages, and I work with Coach Pugh at Islands.
Nice.
He works me catching, and I just do a bunch of drills and keep working.
It's got to be a routine to make you better. So, you know, whatever sport you're playing, you have to have some kind of repetition, some kind of program that keeps you going, which you're on the right track. And you say you play travel ball, okay? And, you know, I know your dad's big into helping you guys with baseball. So, now, going into the season, you're only a freshman. You probably didn't know where you're going to be. You probably knew that you probably weren't going to catch much. But were there any personal goals for you? I mean, was it just to get in the lineup? What were your personal goals for the season?
I just wanted to go out there every day and compete and keep earning my spot back. Don't let anybody take it from me and do my part to help us.
Did you think when you started out this would be the end of it? This would be the culmination of your hard work throughout your career and your season so far?
Our goal was to get to the championship, and we did it, and then we came out and won it.
No. I mean, it's something pretty special. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3. I'm talking to the Weather and Teen Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian, freshman baseball player Kyle Hilton. Like I told you, in the biggest game of their season, he struck out the side in the seventh inning, earned the win, improved to 12-0 in the year, a two-hitter, something really, really special. And like you said, you already beat me to the next question. The team goal was to win the championship. You did that. So, I mean, 12-0. On the hill, and I know what you're probably going to tell me, you've had some big games this season, but tell us about the biggest one and why it was the biggest one. What stands out in your mind?
The biggest one was definitely the state championship game, and then we had a 4-0 lead, and then they came back and tied it, and I just went out there in the next inning and I was trying to pitch to contact, and I ended up striking the side out, but I just went out there and had to
compete. Baseball's a funny game.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, and I watched the whole game, and I thought you came out in the seventh inning, you struck out the side. I thought in the fourth and fifth you were starting to get a little tired there, and then they scored the four runs in the sixth inning. When they scored those four runs in the sixth inning, what was going through your mind?
I knew that if I kept them there, we were going to beat them because we've been great all season in one-run ball games.
Yeah,
so I just had to keep them at four runs.
It was funny because, you know, you follow the baseball polls. They had Tattnall Square as the number one team. But if you go to the power rankings, which is based on your one-loss record, you guys were the number one team. So, I mean, it was pretty special that the power rankings are – you know, or do tell the truth, because you guys prove why you were the number one team in the power rankings. Now, of course, behind every team, you have a coaching staff. You have a great head coach. First, tell us about the coaching staff before we get into Coach Carter. You know what I mean, babe? Babe, you got it, babe?
Yes, sir. He's got great coaches in place. Our infield coach, he's working with us all year, and he works with us in the off season.
Who does that?
Wes Garcia.
Okay.
And then our pitching coach, he's done a great job calling pitches all year and working us in bullpens.
Who's that?
Matt Oglesby.
Okay.
And then our outfield, they've been great all year. And we have a few different coaches that work with them.
It seems like, you know, like he brings back, you know, some of the past players that help you guys out.
Yes,
like
sir.
Will Austin had to be a big help. I mean, he's close to aging you guys. He just got done playing college baseball. So it's got to be special to have some guys like that that can relate to you. And then, of course, you got the guys that have been around with him, Coach Brennan and Coach Shelton, forever.
Yes, sir.
So, but, you know, the man has to be the coordinator. He's like the CEO of a company, Coach Carter. I mean, just a great story. And reading all the articles in the Savannah Morning News, they do a great job. They did a great job covering you guys. You guys wanted to win this one, fam. Why is Coach Carter so special to you guys, the players?
He's been there forever, and he, like, loves us all. He treats us all like we're his own, and he's just part of the family. You know, it was great to win it for him.
It's like another father, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Probably totally different, but, you know, he comes in a different way. But, yeah, he does a great job. You're listening to Kyle Hilton, Savannah Christian freshman pitcher who won the state championship game for them. Just a great series. Zach Brockman pitches the first game, 5-2 victory. They come back in the second game. They win a walk-off single. Just something special there at Grayson Stadium. You have any chance to participate in any other sports?
No, sir. Just baseball.
Just baseball. Okay. So now, as far as throw the baseball outside, do you do anything else in school? Any extracurricular activities, clubs, you know, chess club, band, or anything like that?
No, sir.
Just baseball.
Just baseball.
So I understand that. So first year at Savannah Christian, right? Yes, sir. Did you go to middle school?
No, sir. I was at South Effingham.
South Effingham. Okay, so now you're at Savannah Christian, your first year. Tell us about your first year, whether it be academically or athletically at Savannah Christian.
Savannah Christian, it's a great school. You know, it's awesome to be able to go to a school where it's a Christian school and everybody, like, thinks the same. The teachers there are great, and the academics are great there.
They're going to push you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's called the Savannah Christian Preparatory School because they're trying to get you ready for college. So, now, as far as summer ball plans, who, why, where, what are you doing for the summer?
I'm playing with Five Star National out of Warner Robins.
Nice.
They're the best group that I know that can get me seen for college. They have put a lot of people through college.
Nice. I miss the old Chain Academy. I mean, they put a lot of kids, you know, gentlemen through the game of baseball, as Buddy Meyer used to call it.
Actually who it was.
Yeah, it was that, yeah. So
yes,
yeah, it's got affiliation to them. So, all right, you're only freshman. You got 3 years to go. You got baseball on your mind. What do you hope to achieve in the future?
Hopefully, you know, we can get out there next year again and get another state championship. And I just want to go get a scholarship to college.
Get to the next level.
Yes, sir.
All right, now I know mom and dad are listening. Okay, let's throw the baseball aside. You got to think about something to fall back on. Any idea what you might want to be after the baseball is over? Probably a baseball coach.
I was hoping to be like a trainer or something, or
athletic
therapist.
Trainer, physical therapist, physician assistant.
So I could stay close to the game.
Yeah, and then that's where the money is too. So, but anyway, like I said, if you haven't been listening, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. The young man in studio with me live in the Savannah Mall studio is Savannah Christian freshman baseball player Kyle Hilton. It's not even his best position as far as what he's telling me, but he took a no-hitter going into the sixth inning of the second game of the state championship against Tattnall Square Academy. They rallied for four runs, comes back big in the seventh inning, strikes out the side. They win on a walk-off single by
Jarrett Brown,
who plays shortstop, right?
Yes, sir.
And he was supposed to be a pitcher, right?
Yes, sir.
And you got a spot. Glad that happened, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
So, something you'll remember. Wait till you get the bling, too. That'll be nice, too. But that's why he's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for June 3rd, 2017. Kyle Hilton from Savannah Christian School, Savannah Christian Preparatory School, and it's for baseball. Great job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang right here. We got to thank the man who sponsors this. This man has sponsored this award for 7 years with me since I've been doing a radio show, and that's, of course, Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. That's right, two locations. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Right here in good old Savannah at 329 Eisenhower Drive. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, travel up to Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your Weatherington chiropractic needs. All right, and next up, we're going to talk a little Armstrong State University Athletics. Right, they're not done yet. The ship is docked, but we're still talking Armstrong Sports, and that's with the Peach Belt Conference Sports Information Director of the Year. Well, it said staff, but this man's a one-man show. That's, of course, Chad Jackson. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.